Can't you believe it's been almost 2 years now since I've actually started my podcasting journey? And I'm grateful for all of that, y'all. But one thing I kind of kicked myself for is not using Buzzsprout sooner. The previous one was cool and all, but Buzzsprout is definitely the easiest way to start a podcast. Look, I've been using it consistently for about a year now, and I've been super happy with the outcome because, hell, all you really need is a microphone and a quiet space to record in. It does the rest for you. And it even gets your show listed on the most popular platforms like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and, you know, others. But it even gets you on that unicorn of a platform, which is Pandora. And we know how hard Pandora is to get on. So, yeah, it's crazy, y'all. So the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. And in fact, if you follow the link on the show notes, they'll even send you a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for one of their paid plans. Now, how cool is that? So start podding like a pro, y'all. Don't wait. Go ahead and join Buzzsprout. It's the easiest way to start a podcast. Hello, boys and girls, and thank you so much for listening in to another amazing episode of the IKG. Of course, my name is Eric, and I thank you so much for listening in. And yeah, you could have been anywhere else, but guess what? You're here. You're with me, and I'll definitely take care of you. Thank y'all so much again. Don't forget, y'all, to check out the I'ma Keep Going website. It's imakeepgoing.com. There you can go in and, you know, sign up to the email, subscribe to it, and, you know, get any type of new updates, any new email updates or whatever that I post, as well as new episode updates. And don't forget to buy me a coffee, y'all. You know, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/imakeepgoing. And yeah, subscribe to your boy. You know, help me. Help me become the top podcast network that I know I can do and I know I can utilize. So obviously it's not going to be without the help of y'all. So definitely go to imakeepgoing.com or go to buymeacoffee.com/imakeepgoing and sponsor your boy. So yeah, do that for me. So the other day I was thinking about some things that happened in my life lately. And one thing I will say is there is a testimony, right? In fact, there is not a testimony without the word test in it. So I actually know several people who went through all kind of different trials and tribulations, but came out on the other side much better than before. It goes really without saying that the shit is rough, y'all. It really is. And I always say, though, no rain, no rainbows. So I got the opportunity to connect with somebody who has a really great story as well. Now, just a little bit of a backstory. I've been knowing Rolanda Allen for more than half my life, actually. Her brother, Eric, is my ride or die homeboy that I've been knowing since the eighth grade, y'all. And what's fascinating about her is instead of going, you know, the traditional route of doing things, graduating from school, getting a job, working every day and retiring, she decided to carve her own lane. And her story is a really good one, y'all. And that's why I had to have her on the podcast. So we met up a few years ago at a coffee shop back in my hometown of Plaquemine, and we discussed all kind of things, you know, like affirmations, meditation, you know, all the good stuff. And she decided to practice meditation after I had kind of told her some of the things that I was doing. And she chose to do that, and the rest is history. But don't take my word for it, y'all. Hear her testimony directly from her. So sit back and enjoy this very motivating episode that I like to call Testimonies with my good friend, Rolanda Allen. Hey, everybody. Thank y'all so much for listening to another episode of the I'ma Keep Going podcast. My name is Eric, of course. As I always say, you could have been anywhere else in the world, but guess what? You are here with me, and you are here with someone else amazing besides myself. Look, she needs no introduction, y'all. That's just kind of what it is. I've been knowing Rolanda for decades now, you know.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, so we all kind of have, like, her brother is my best friend. So, you know, we've been knowing each other for a long time. And just recently, You know, some, you know, with shifting and with things happening or whatever throughout the course of our lives or whatever, you know, things just started changing in our way or in our benefit. And I remember talking with you, just randomly calling you one day, like maybe about what, 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago?
Maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah, just out the blue, say, hey, you know what, let me call Rolanda real quick and see how she's doing or whatever. Because I had been seeing the things that you had been posting on Facebook in terms of the things that you've been working on and how things are happening in your life and, you know, some things that you can possibly do to better your life and to better your situation, your circumstances and whatnot. And I was like, you know what, let me reach out to her. And ever since then, we met up. Well, when I first reached out to you, we ended up meeting up at, was it the CC's?
Yeah, the coffee shop, right?
Yeah. And then ever since then, we've been keeping, you know, tabs on one another, just kind of making sure that everybody, that we're both on the same page, and or not even on the same page, but we're both on the up and up in regards to things that are happening in our lives. And most importantly, you know, what we can do to try to make ourselves a better person overall. So I wanted to bring you on, the lovely Miss Rolanda Allen, and just kind of have conversations about, wait. It is Rolanda Allen, right?
It's Rolanda Allen. Yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I'm like, wait, hold on.
It's Rolanda Allen.
Okay. So I just wanted to bring you on just to have a conversation with you and just talk about testimonies. And your testimony was pretty damn amazing, you know, and I'll share a little bit of a testimony that I have that I haven't, I don't think I've shared it on here yet in terms of like the purchase that I made recently. So I wanted to bring you on, Rolanda. And again, I thank you so much for coming in. And again, her name is Rolanda Allen, y'all. So say, hey.
Hello,
yay.
Everybody. Hello, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you for joining again. So, but yeah, just, if you don't mind, just tell your story, man. Like, you know, some of the things that happened, you know, what made you change your mindset shift? Because that's another thing that we always discuss too, manifestation, the power of manifestation and how it works and how important it is to see the things that you want, to manifest the things you desire, and to, like you say, see it as if it's already there and claim it as if it's already yours. And I just wanted to, you know, talk with you and hopefully have you share some of your stories and things and, you know, right. Just talk.
So for me, my defining moment, when I was a little girl, I can remember as a little girl, my mom, you know, we wasn't, you know, the poorest people, but I can tell you that we were living from paycheck to paycheck. My mom made sure that, of course, you know, we had nicer things than she had when she grew up. So my mom was always hardworking. My dad was always hardworking. Even, you know, when my mom didn't have a job, or even when my dad didn't have a job, you know, my daddy would DJ. So this one particular day, I remember as a little girl, I believe it was about maybe 10 or 11. And my mom was just crying and crying and crying. And she just lay across her bed. And I didn't understand, you know, at that point. But I, you know, I watched her and I can hear, you know, the bill collectors calling and, you know, I'm going to come get the car. I'm going to garnish your check. And I said to myself at that moment, I said, I have got to do better than what I am surrounded around. So to make a long story short, you know, as I got older, you know, I recall going through the same cycle. You know, when I was old enough to get a job, and I became a mom. And when I became a mom, something changed. And I remember, you know, thinking like what is going on? But it was a cycle. You see, my mom worked 9 to 5. So, you know, my mom worked for the state. I started working for the state. My mom worked for the state 33 years. I worked for the state 10 years. And all along, I'm working. And, you know, I have purchased a home. And it's like, you know, immediately when I purchased this home, it's like everything that I thought could go wrong went wrong. So it's like, you know, as soon as I cash my check, it's the house note. It's the kids had to eat. It's the light bill. It's the car note. And I didn't have enough money to do anything. And so I said, you know, God, it's something bigger that you have for me. Life is bigger than just living from paycheck to paycheck. Life is bigger than me just going to this job that I extremely hate. And so, you know, I would go to work, and I remember so vividly, I would go to work. It was almost as if I was checking into jail. I was lifeless without purpose. And something within me say, Rolanda, there's more. There's more. And so I used to work into the purchasing department. So I would always see these business women and these business men. And I'm like, you know, I'm looking and I'm sizing them up because I'm like, if they could do it, I can do it. But how many people face fears on a daily basis because they're comfortable? So as I'm watching this, I got comfortable with this job. You know what? You know, the secure job. You know, the job that's going to make sure the notes paid, everything paid, but I'm still miserable.
So for sure income.
Right. So I was so fearful. I was so fearful to step out and walk out on faith. And I remember I was praying, you know, everybody say, you know, pray, pray, pray. And I'm like, I'm praying, but nothing happening. I'm not getting a raise. It was everything that I thought, you know, I was working more hours. I was, you know, putting in more work for less. And I said, oh, no, it has to be another way. It has to be another way. And so one day I had the nuts and I was like, you know, I'm going to write this letter. I'm going to write my little letter for my job, my separation letter. But I held the letter. That's what's funny. I held the letter for like maybe 2 months because I was so fearful of the unknown.
Right.
I'm like, you know, if I leave this job, I'm risking everything. And I had, at that time, I had 3 kids. So I'm like, I'm risking everything. But then in the back of my mind, I'm like, what's the chance of me risking everything to live a better lifestyle and have a level of comfort for my kids? And so I remember my daughter. See, my daughter, my oldest daughter, she, oh my gosh, she's been through everything with me. Everything. And it was so, you know, she saw me struggle. She saw me make ends meet to the point where, you know, she was like, you know, I'm going to find a way to get some money to help my mom. You know, by any means necessary, look, I'm going to sell some pencils. I'm going to sell some pies. And I was like, oh, my God, like, I have got to do something because these kids are looking at me. So one day I decided to, you know, I remember it was Thanksgiving. It was November of 2015. And at this point, I've had enough with the job. I'm like, I can't do it. I'm like, I'll figure out what I'm going to do with my retirement money. I'll figure it out with no plan.
Right.
I gave them my separation letter. And they was like, I was like, and I'm not coming back. Like, I didn't give them 2 weeks or nothing. Like, I literally, the half a day we had for Thanksgiving was my last day.
Wait. So you mean to tell me, The week of Thanksgiving, you were like, okay, here's my separation letter. Come Monday morning, you're not going to see me again.
You're not going to see me again.
Wow.
But here's the deal. At that moment, I remember so vividly, I felt like a weight had been lifted off of me. I felt like shackles have literally falling. Like, I felt free. I didn't know what, I didn't know when, I didn't know how, but I understood the principle that I didn't belong there. That was so much more that God had for me.
Right.
And I had to make a decision. Now, the decision may cost you everything, but it's nothing compared to where you're going.
Let me stop you right there because I'm about to start shouting in here and it's about to get crazy because I understand exactly how you feel. And I want to touch on something that you said a few seconds ago about how your daughter, your oldest daughter, saw the struggles saw the trials and tribulations that you had, and she felt compelled enough to say, you know what, let me do something about it. And one thing, I was actually talking to a friend of mine earlier today, and we were, you know, just kind of randomly talking about moving and stuff like that, moving to another area. And she said, you know, I don't want to put my child through something. I don't believe my child is deserving of me, or has to, how did she say it? She said, I don't think my child has to go through the things that I go through. And when she said that, that kind of struck a chord, because it was like, you're right. And when you said that just now, it's almost like, you know, your child is going through the same thing that you're going through, but she's a child. Right. She don't know how to handle it. You know what I'm saying? And obviously that could be a traumatic experience for her as well. And for her to sit up there and say, instead of being down or anything like that, for her to sit up there and say, you know what, let me help my mom out and do whatever I can. That is, if that ain't the sign, an amazing sign of entrepreneurship, I don't know what it is.
Right.
Because at an early age, she knew that, okay, I need to do something to help her out. And she did what she could, selling pencils, doing whatever she can or whatever to try to help her mom out, because she saw her mama struggling at the moment, you know. So kudos to your daughter, man. Mm-hmm. Kudos to her, for real. And again, you don't ever want to, and that's a hurting feeling too, because you don't ever want to have your child go through or see something like that. You know, you never want to have your child see the struggles that you've had to, or experience the same struggles that you've had to experience, you know.
Right.
So.
Right. But I've learned that my struggle builds strength.
It does.
It builds resilience. Mm-hmm. It builds a level of gratitude. I've learned that things happen for me and not to me.
Right.
So everything that has happened, happened by design. Happened for purpose. Pain birthed purpose.
Right.
So it's a part of the journey. You get in your car, you start your car up. You don't know if it's going to explode or not. Why not bet on you? Why bet on, my thing is this, we take a chance every day that we go to this job. We don't know if tomorrow they may say don't come back.
Right.
So what's the chance of me betting on me?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I'd rather struggle betting on me than to struggle and not be in purpose.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Rolanda. And it's just it's such a powerful message, you know, because so many people choose not to bet on themselves. They choose to say, okay, well, you know what? I'm okay with this. I'm okay with the way things are right now, you know. And like I mentioned that on a previous episode or a previous podcast episode, I'm fine, right? The words, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Like, but are you really fine, though? Are you really, you know, are you really psyching yourself out, you know, by saying that I'm fine? And you're really, in the back of your mind, you're actually going through chaos, you know. And people have to understand it. A lot of times they don't understand it. And a lot of times they don't see it for what it is.
Right.
Which is, you know, struggle. You know, it's an internal struggle. It's traumatic, you know. So tell me what happened after you put your notice in. You know, what happened?
So when I put the notice in, like, it was, I didn't want to laugh, but it's like the supervisor, everybody was like scrambling, they're trying to figure out, like, oh my God, what am I do? How am I do? Because no one knew the job.
Right.
Like, you know, what am I gonna do? Like, can you show this one how to get in here? Can you? They was just trying to make me do a whole course before I got ready to leave. Within, like, because I was about to get ready to leave in like an hour. So within like an hour, everybody was like roaming around trying to figure out what are we going to do, because I caught them by surprise. They had no inkling, no feeling that I was going to do that. But I had made up in my mind that morning, today is the day. Today is the day that I decide to make a decision. Today is the day that I decide to face my fears. I had already made up in my mind. I've already told myself a story, and I went through with it. And my mama, she was like, are you serious? like, are you really serious? She was like, no, you have to be joking. You didn't do that. And I'm like, yeah, I did that. Right. and I did that. Like, and the funny part about it is, out of everything that I've been through on my entrepreneurship journey, not one time I regret walking away from that job. Even in the turns, even in the ups, even in the downs, not one time I regret walking away. Because I knew how much valuable I was to the world. I knew that people needed to see Rolanda. People needed to know who Rolanda is. God had to use me for a bigger purpose. And as long as I was checking into a job behind a cubicle, God couldn't use me. He couldn't stretch me. I had to get uncomfortable in order to get to my next level. I had to get uncomfortable. Entrepreneurship is an uncomfortable journey. If you are comfortable, you will not succeed.
That's the truth. That is an absolute truth. And that's the reason why so many people, I mean, just even going back to the whole idea of you understanding that the world needed to see Rolanda, right? The world needed to see you. The world can't see you if you're stuck in one place.
Right.
If you're stuck in that one spot doing that one thing over and over again, repetition, right?
Right.
You know, the world can't see you for who you truly are. And sometimes you do have to break out of the mold and break out of the cycle of complacency. And for you to do that, again, for you to do that with such balls, you know, you're like, okay, yeah, I'm done. Today is the day. I'm done. Right. And for you to do that and then, you know, say, didn't even know exactly what was going to happen after that.
I did not know what was going to happen. All I knew was it was time. All I knew was I was walking out and I was not looking back at all. That's all I knew. My mom, it was funny because while I didn't have a job, she just was like sending me applications after applications to my email. This person hiring this. And I'm like, she don't get it. She don't get it. She still don't get it.
Right.
So I let her send me applications for like a year. And finally it clicked. It's not working.
This ain't what she doing. This is not what she's doing. This ain't the level she's on right now.
And a lot of times we get caught up in someone else's identity of what someone else think that we should be or what they want us to be. So there are so many people around the world that's living a lie and doing things and being someone else because of who someone else wants them to be. And they're uncomfortable. They're miserable. Miserable. I can tell you, I can attest that, you know, for me, everything was designed. It was picked out. The college. No one sought to say, you know what, do you want to go here? Do you even want to go to college? It was automatically, you going to school. You go on the Southern. This is what you're going to do. And so I did it. And I realized, this is not it.
I stopped.
This is not it. And then I started to do the job and work for the state. And I realized, I'm like, this is not it. I was living so unfulfilled. Unfulfilled, just going through the motions. And I always said, God, I want to live a legacy. I want people to remember who Rolanda is. I want to be in my purpose or what it is that you called and created me to be. that's when you tap into your most truest version, the best version of yourself. When you tap into your purpose of what God created you to do and be here on earth. That's when you can do it with ease and pause. Mm. And don't have no regrets.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you're absolutely right. You know, about roughly about 90 some odd percent of the people in the population right now hate their job, right? And there's so many people out here, and obviously the pandemic has presented that a lot more strongly, you know, to the people who are affected by it.
Right.
You realize, you know, when you have this amount of time off or whatever, and you realize you really didn't like that job. You really didn't like what you were doing, and so something had to change. So going into that, right? So tell me what happened when you, like, during the time of after you left, you know, did you have to struggle for a long time? And when did the breakthrough happen to where you became exactly who you are now, which is super successful?
So what happened was, I lost my home, a brand new home that I had purchased. I lost my car. I went to the rock bottom. But I still knew this was bigger than me. It was bigger than things. I still right. knew that my sacrifice was going to cost me something. So, you know, I hear a lot of people say that they want to be an entrepreneur. And the question is, are you sure? Because it's a sacrifice. And you maybe have to lose some things. You may have to lose some friends. You may have to lose every single thing around you. And I'm reminded, when you do that and when you fall down, there's nowhere else to go but up. So I knew something has got to happen. So that was a shift, and I got it. You know, at first, you know, I was just chasing money. Like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. But then I realized it can't be about chasing money. It has to be about changing lives.
Mm, chasing purpose.
Yes. It can't just be about, you have to be able to give to the world. It's called reciprocity. In order to receive, you must give. Give back to the world in order to be able to receive. And I remember my defining moment when I realized that thoughts become things. It was all psychological and mental. Because a lot of things that were happening all started with a thought in my life. What are my thoughts? I wasn't aware of my thoughts. I wasn't aware of the words that I was speaking. Because guess what? God, he gives us thoughts. And he gives us a speech. It's up to us to choose what we're going to think and control what we're going to speak. See, if you keep saying, how do you want to be successful when you're continuously saying that I'm broke? I don't have. I can't. I don't know how. Those are not words of successful people. Successful people say, I can, I must. I will. It's done.
Yeah.
So the shift happened in my mind. The shift happened in my mind to understand everything that I want, I already have it. Time has not caught up with me yet. I have everything that I want right now. Everything I desire. A lot of people think that you have to die to be able to enjoy heavenly things. But God gives us a life here to enjoy. We don't have to suffer. We don't have to live in fear. We don't have to live in lack. It's a choice.
It really is, Rolanda. It really is a choice. And one of the things, let me add on to that as well. Well, first of all, when you said sometimes you have to lose things in order to get things, I was listening to somebody earlier say sometimes you have to lose some things to gain everything, right? And I remember going back to thinking about when we met up at that coffee shop, and one of the main things I told you to start doing was meditating, right? And I said, look, because you had already gotten the manifestation part down. You had already knew that, okay, in order for me to change my environment, I have to change my behavior, right? I have to change my thought process. You know, again, instead of saying I can't do this, say I'm doing this. It's already done. It's already mine, you know? And we talk about this all the time, right? You know, just how easy it is to get into the mindset of, I just don't know if I can do that or not. I don't know if I can afford that or not. I don't know if that's for me or not, you know? But instead of saying that, why not speak abundance? Say, right. Oh, it's already done. All right, that's mine. That's mine already.
It's done.
Yeah, it's mine already. It's already done. I mean, I can do this. And another thing too, and you know, I'm going a little bit deeper into it. Us as Black people, not all Black people, obviously, but you know, some Black people living, growing up in the type of environment that I grew up in, the type of environment that you said that you grew up in, you know, it's easy to fall into that trap saying that I ain't got it. Oh, I ain't got it. I ain't got it. I can't afford that. I can't do that or whatever, because that's a mindset thing, right? Mm-hmm. But the minute we begin to alter our mindset and to think more abundantly, we say, you know, we say things like, oh, it's already mine. I can do that. I'm doing that.
Right.
I'm getting it done. And once we change that, and that's one of the things I've been preaching for years now, ever since I started my whole podcast journey. That's the one thing I've been preaching for years is stop saying you can't do it. Stop saying it can't be done. Stop saying I don't know how it's going to get done. Because I don't know how it's going to get done, it ain't going to get done. No, you have to start saying something like, okay, I don't know how it's going to get done, but it's going to happen.
It's going to get done.
It's going to get done, right?
It's
going to
get done.
Yeah, so it's...
It's letting it done. And see, what we don't realize is the subconscious mind is like a recorder. So right. Our environments, when we're in a certain type of environment, you're going to, whatever is going on around you, you're recording it subconsciously. Which means you're going to pick it up. And when you realize it, you're going to start to speak it out of your mouth.
You're going to play it back.
Because you over and over again. Because it's mm-hmm. been recorded. And so, you know, one of the things that I recorded as a little child hearing, I don't have any money. I don't have money. Even when there was money in the bank, it was being said. And so I recorded it and I picked it up. And you know what happened to the money I did have in the bank? I truly didn't have any more.
You didn't have it.
Yeah. So, you know, we have to get back to reprogramming our minds. We have to deactivate what's been taught and reprogram, you know. And the thing about it is, even my baby at 4 years old, subconsciously he's recorded some things that I have to reprogram his mind. You know, when he say, I can't, I say, you can do all things. When he say, I'm sick, you're healthy. It's mental. It's spiritual and it's mental. And when you get back to speaking the opposite of what you're thinking, even if you don't believe it at that present moment, your subconscious mind is recording just what you say to the point you're going to feel it. It's going to become real. It's going to show up in real life. So we have to be careful. You know, our tongue is very powerful. You know, we used to say that in church, and it's so funny because, you know, people quote scriptures, but they don't really know the scripture, if that makes sense. They quote it because, you know, it's taught, it's repetitious. They've heard it because subconsciously they've recorded it, but they don't understand and dissect the words. It's not until you dissect the words and you tap into the words where you really understand that your mouth is powerful. Your thoughts are powerful. The very thing that you show emotions to, you attract to you.
I wish people understood that, Rolanda. I really do. I really wish people understood that and understood the importance of recording your words, right? Like you said, you're basically recording your words.
Right.
Everything that you're listening in, everything that you're getting or whatever, is being recorded in your mind. Or I'm sorry, you're recording your mind. So right. Anything that's being recorded into your mind or whatever is simply going to play back exactly what it is that you see and exactly what it is that you hear. It has nothing to do with what you feel or anything like that. It's literally everything that you see and everything that you hear. So right. Why not ingest positivity into your voice?
Right.
Why not receive positive feedback, positive reinforcement? Why not say positive things so your mind can record what right. It is that you are saying? Because if you say it out loud, I mean, you can think it all you want, but if you say it out loud, your mind internalizes, your mind records it, right? If you say it out loud, it records it. And then the minute it stops recording, and the next thing you know, you begin to have those same characteristics or those same behaviors that your mind recorded.
Right.
So why not make it positive reinforcement? Why not reinforce positive statements, positive words? Like you told your son, you can do all things.
Yes.
You know, I can't do this. Yes, you can.
Yes,
and
you can.
Will.
You will be great. I speak life into my children. You know, you shall be great. My son at 4 years old, his affirmation, if he was here right now, I would let him speak them to you.
Mm.
He said, I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm humble, I'm strong, I am a champion, I will win. He say all of those things at four. He say, I am loved by God. I am protected by God. I am chosen by God. This is a 4 year old. Subconsciously, he recorded that to the point now he's speaking it. Because he hear me speak affirmations, and now he's speaking those same affirmations, and guess what's going to happen? Just what he's speaking. I remember speaking, my children are blessed, and I call them by name. I call their first, their middle, and their last name. And I looked up, and here it is, my 18-year-old daughter. Her business, like, and I don't mind sharing it. Just one phase of last year, it happened so fast. She had about $10,000.
Wow.
At 18. You talking about somebody who tapped into a gift during the pandemic of baking and realized this it. When she had just told me, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what it is. I said, keep going because you're going to find out. She came back. She said, I think I know I have it. And the fact that she tapped into it and she started with strawberries and she went from strawberries to cakes to from cakes to cupcakes to grapes. And it's a multitude of things at 18. And people like, wow, how is it an 18-year-old have those gifts, because it's a part of her purpose. And she do it easily, as if she's been doing it 10 years.
Mm.
All because I spoke abundance over my kids. And to the point it showed up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know how many 18-year-olds can't even say they had 10 grand in less than 60 days?
How many 18-year-olds say that they had $20 in less than 60 days, you know?
Right.
Sheesh. But it's amazing, though, Rolanda, because at the end of the day, again, this kind of, even though it kind of segued away from what we were talking about earlier with testimonies, but this is a very valuable point, though. It's all about what you say. None of the testimonies that you have won't come unless you speak it over yourself.
Right.
You got to have a test. You know, you got to go through some things. You have to understand some things in life or whatever. It may not be fair and it may not be the way that you want it to be. But at the end of the day, it's not for you to see that. It's not for you to make changes. It's for God to see it, and for God, or it's for you to see that God will see it through for you. And it's for you to believe in the idea that he will fix it and he will do it for you. You just have to stay faithful. Stay faithful. Stay humbled.
You do, you know, and it's funny how we deviated, but our testimonies are not just for us. They're for somebody else.
Yeah.
And all of what I've been through was shaping me for such a time as this, from the divorce, you know, from not one, but two in the middle of falling into alignment with trying to be an entrepreneurship. You know, there were things that were lacking in me that I attached myself in different marriages because of something that was missing in me. Because the mere fact that we attract what we are, or if there's something that's missing within us, we're going to attach ourselves to that very same thing. And so we go into these cycles. We go into the same cycles. You ever heard about a relationship, but it's the same, it's a different person, but it's the same relationship?
Yep.
It is a cycle. But all of it was designed to shape me into the person that I am today, to tap, and it brings me back to my purpose of who it is that I am. Because a lot of times, you know, when you have a low self-esteem or when you don't love yourself, you search through people when you realize it's really within yourself. All of what I've been through brings me back to my purpose of what I actually was called to be. So
which was an entrepreneur.
As an entrepreneur. But it started with my mind. See, all of those cycles had to do with my mind. I wouldn't have the mind of a champion as an entrepreneur if I wouldn't have been through the cycles of disappointment, hurt, shame, envy, people being jealous. My mindset of where I'm at now pushed me into purpose in my entrepreneurship journey. It ties in together.
And if all fits so perfectly.
It fit perfectly. It fit perfectly because guess what? It's shaping your mind. No matter, you may look at it, oh, that's just your entrepreneurship job, or that's just how you make your money. But all of it stems back. If you go back, it's a cycle to push you to levels, different levels, where you need to be at.
Change your mindset, change your life. It all starts with that. It all starts with that. Man, we could talk for hours, bro. We really can. We really can. We have to kind of wrap it up a little bit now, though. You know, I took up too much of your time already. And yeah, I just wanted to bring you on here. And I really, really, really thank you.
You're welcome. I thank you for allowing me to be on such an amazing platform. It is an honor. I don't take it lightly. Anytime you need me, reach out to me and let me know I'm there. But I truly thank you.
I think what we're going to start doing, or what I'm going to start doing, is I'm going to start inviting guests in and stuff like that. And that way, you know, if people have questions or anything like that, they can either dial up or they can leave a question for you. And I think I want to do a monthly thing. I want to make this thing a monthly thing. Like, you know, once a month, maybe 30, 40 minutes or whatever. And just talk. Just have conversations about stuff.
I'm there. Whenever you need me, I'm there. Let me know. I think that would be like a real awesome big deal. Because so many people are hurting. So many people are looking for divine guidance, direction, whether it's spiritual, whether it's business. And I believe that this platform is going to be bigger than you. It's going to be bigger than you. And it's about changing lives and helping people. So I really, truly know that it's going to be something great. If you continue to do it on a monthly basis, people are going to start saying, you know, I need to get on. I need to see what's going on. So I'm there with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Rolanda. I really appreciate that because I believe it's going to be, I know it will. I mean, I don't even believe it anymore. I know it. It's a thing where I know it's going to be big, and because I've already seen my podcast studio, where people can come in and they're invited in, and they can just have conversations and stuff like that. I've already seen the orange chairs. I've already seen the yellow and green decor. It's going to be a funky looking place. I already seen it. It's going to be awesome. but so where can they find you? Are you, you know, you're on Facebook, social media?
So I am on Facebook. My name on Facebook is Rolanda Allen, R-O-L-A-N-D-A Allen, A-L-L-E-N. And my Instagram is I am Rolanda Lynette. I am Rolanda Lynette.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll definitely post both of those links at the bottom of the show notes so you can go check her out and, you know, give her a high five and see how she's doing and everything like that. So, again, thank you so much, Rolanda. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll be right back with the Keep Going moment. Welcome back to the IKG, and here is your Keep Going moment. So how do you find the peace to move when God tells you, not yet? Y'all, one of the hardest things to overcome, especially in the age of seeing success from other people around you, is how to move when you want something so bad and it doesn't work out. Look, I'll be the first to say that God isn't through with me yet, so I'm still learning patience and grace, even in my 42 years of being on this earth. But sometimes when you just know that you know that you know you're perfect for something, like a job or a relationship or even a business venture or whatever it is, and it doesn't work out. Yeah, I've experienced that way too many times in the past few years, so I understand how the emotional toll can affect you. And I really know. Can I be candid with you though? I sometimes wonder what exactly is for me, you know? I've done so many things and I'm well versed in so many things like podcasting, filmmaking, writing, and other stuff. But you know, I still ask myself the same question. What's for me? I used to envy the people who had a clear-cut focus on what they wanted or what they desired, and here I was still trying to figure out what my purpose is. I know. I shouldn't be saying this at 42 years old, but hell, I changed my mind like the wind. And like I said, I'm great at something for the moment, but after that moment passes, then what? For instance, this podcast. You know, like I said, for years, I've been doing podcasting, and for the most part, I believe in the notion that it'll become larger than life. Larger than I can ever actually imagine, but my patience for it can sometimes wane because I expected it to be larger than what it is right now. Now, don't get me wrong, it is doing fairly well. You know, for the high standards I set myself on, however, it should be in the top 10 right now in my eyes, but it isn't. And that's where that patience comes in. I am learning it and I'm building on it, so I know it'll be worth the wait in the end. But I still do get frustrated when things don't work out like I want them to, but then I have to remind myself, I am not in control of this. True, I manifest the things I desire, and it works extremely well, but where does the purpose lie in manifesting material things all the time? But you know, what's gratifying is I know that I will achieve it sooner than later. Look, I'm just venting, y'all, but it's just sometimes saying what you want and thinking all the signs point to what you're supposed to have, only to see that it doesn't work for you or you don't receive it like you intended. It can be frustrating, not only for me, but for my friends as well. It can get troublesome sometimes, but I will still continue to pray and manifest because that's not going to change. But what will change is why I'm praying for and manifesting for it. That's my Keep Going moment, and I really appreciate Rolanda Allen so much. Again, you've been a true friend. I've been knowing you for decades, and you have always been inspirational, and you will continue to be inspirational, not just to me, but for anyone who's listening to this episode right now. And thank you so very much, y'all. As always, definitely go to the website, imakeepgoing.com, and don't forget to buy me a cup of coffee. It's buymeacoffee.com/imakeepgoing. And until the next time, may the best of your todays be the worst of your tomorrows. My name is Eric, and I will see you all soon.